This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great weekend coming up. There are some big new movies with very big stars that are streaming starting today all around the country. We'll take a look at the very controversial new film with Seth Rogen in a double role playing his own great-grandfather, who has had sort of a Rip Van Winkle experience in the middle of a pickle barrel. It's called An American Pickle. We'll also be reviewing the new Beyoncé movie, Black is King. It's related to Lion King. And it's already a smash hit out there on Disney Plus. We will be also covering the latest version of a children's classic, beloved children's classic, this one featuring Colin Firth, The Secret Garden. Does this live up to previous versions of this great story? That and much more. We'll also be speaking to the leader of the police guild in the city of Seattle. I wonder how he feels, and we'll find out, about the fact that the New York Times is now writing very sympathetically about what happened to small business owners, ordinary people, moms and pops concerns when the police were ordered not to do their job. How does that go? No police, no problem? Is that ever true? We'll be speaking to Mike Solon, who's president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, and we'll also be covering the latest war over the NRA, with the Attorney General of New York saying that she wants to basically dissipate the organization. I don't know how she's going to do that. It's a powerful organization with 5.5 million members. It collects over $200 million a year in contributions. Good luck in trying to wipe out the NRA. What if somebody on the conservative side wanted to do that against a liberal organization? Say the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, or the attorney general in the state of Texas went after basically trying to dissipate a liberal charitable organization. The NRA is officially a charitable organization. How would that go? We will consider that as well on the Medved Show. But there is also a burning controversy about a statement President Trump made yesterday before he got on his helicopter. He was speaking about Joe Biden and what would happen if Biden became president. That's also the theme of a new Trump ad. But Trump yesterday said the following, and it's inspired a lot of pushback from the Biden campaign and elsewhere. Listen to the President of the United States.
He's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do too well in Ohio.
Okay, he's talking about Joe Biden, and that was just before he headed out to Ohio, where there's another new controversy. It's the choice of song that was used in Clyde, Ohio, when he went out there to that Whirlpool plant. They used the song Live and Let Die. We'll get to that controversy. The Trump statement where he said no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God, he's against God, that's a little bit different, but the same basic theme as a new ad from the Trump campaign about Joe Biden and the economy. The ad, of course, doesn't quite go as far, but it's hard-hitting. And it's tough, and it's distributed all around the country. Listen.
Our economy is still recovering from the coronavirus pandemic, but Joe Biden would make things worse, much worse. Biden would raise taxes on small businesses and working families, crush economic growth by banning fracking and fossil fuels, and give amnesty to 11 million illegal immigrants, letting them compete for American jobs. The coronavirus pandemic already devastated our economy once.
Why?
Would we let Joe Biden do it again?
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, that's your basic standard negative political ad. Will it work, or do you need to go to He's Against God? The Biden's response, and he issued a written response. The written response is that his faith is the bedrock foundation of his life. And actually, I know that they're high-fiving. They are thrilled at the Biden campaign because this allows them to do something they've wanted to do, which is to emphasize the fact that Joe Biden would be only the second Catholic president ever elected. Who was the first? John Kennedy. And they, of course, being Democrats, they would love any comparisons with John Kennedy, who was a very popular president. Do you know that Joe Biden was the first and the only Catholic vice president? I mean, people talk about white privilege because 44 out of our 45 presidents have been white males. But here's something, 44 out of our 45 presidents of the United States have been white Protestant males. Is there such a thing as Protestant privilege? Joe Biden is very eager to try to connect with Catholic voters who are Polish-American and Italian-American and Irish-American and all over the crucial swing states like Pennsylvania, like Ohio, like Michigan, where Biden happens to be doing very well right now. And emphasizing his Catholic faith is something he's eager to do. And he does have a background. He went to a parochial school, Catholic parochial school, when he was a kid. And in high school, he sent his own sons to Catholic parochial school. And in his statement, he says, my faith is the bedrock foundation of my life. It's provided me comfort in moments of loss and tragedy. It's kept me grounded and humbled in times of triumph and joy. He described Trump's attack as shameful. He said this, it's beneath the office he holds and it's beneath the dignity of the American people, the dignity the American people so rightly expect and deserve from their leaders. And then he added, my faith teaches me to love my neighbor as I would myself, while President Trump only seeks to divide us. My faith teaches me to care for the least among us, while President Trump seems to only be concerned about his gilded friends. My faith teaches me to welcome the stranger while President Trump fear tears families apart. My faith teaches me to walk humbly while President Trump tear-gassed peaceful protesters so he could walk over to a church for a photo op. This is exactly the kind of back and forth that I think Biden welcomes. Because how do you call attention to the fact that you're a Catholic? And is he a model Catholic? No. He is now in favor of government funding of abortion. His church is very, very strongly against abortion. Joe Biden was ahead of the Obama administration in pushing for gay marriage. Joe Biden was the first voice in the Obama administration to push for gay marriage. His church is not for gay marriage. However, Joe Biden has a strong Catholic identity. If you go to his website, it's full of the importance of his Catholic faith. And what's fascinating about this is that on virtually every election, the side, the candidate who wins a majority of the Catholic vote, which is always between 20% and 24% of the total electorate, whoever wins a majority of the white Catholic vote, or even of the Catholic vote generally, about 40% of Catholics in America are Latino now, which of course brings up the other disputes about the diversity of the Latino community as opposed to the black community, Biden going back to that. We will deal with that and deal with more responses on Live and Let Die and where we are in the pandemic. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, because the Trump campaign has tried very hard to make an issue of Joe Biden's cognitive ability and his alleged cognitive decline, and there's a brutal new ad out there about that by the Trump campaign. It was assembled by Breitbart. But with all of that going on, of course, anytime Joe Biden is caught in saying anything that is at all off base, it's going to be an issue. And we played yesterday for you some comments he made in an interview that he was doing with reporters in Texas, where he was talking with the folks from the Dallas Morning News and some other news sources in Texas. And he basically made the comment that the Latino community, he knew, was very diverse and had diverse opinions. It wasn't like the black community. Today, he seemed to, actually it was yesterday, he did a video statement where he seemed to double down on that idea that the black community was monolithic, that people had the same ideas, same background, and that was different from the Latino community. Here's what clip four, what Joe Biden had to say. Listen.
We can build a new administration that reflects the full diversity of our nation and the full diversity of Latino communities. Now, when I mean full diversity, unlike African-American community and many other communities, you're from everywhere. From Europe, from the tip of South America, all the way to our border in all, Mexico, and in the Caribbean. And different backgrounds, different ethnicities, but all Latinos.
Okay, that's true, but when he's saying that they're from everywhere and blacks aren't, what he's ignoring is the fact that a very high percentage of American blacks, particularly prominent American blacks, are from the Caribbean, too. They're from the West Indies. Colin Powell would be a famous example. His parents were born in the West Indies. Susan Rice, who is on near the top of Joe Biden's vice presidential list, her parents were very upper crust people in Jamaica. And it's true of many, many people. Kamala Harris, who again is on President or Vice President Biden's would-be vice president list. Kamala Harris is her father is from the Caribbean. Her mother lived in the Caribbean and is Indian. And so her background is also from everywhere. So today he issued a statement clarifying everything, and I think it helped him. He says, earlier today I made some comments about diversity in the African-American and Latino communities that I want to clarify. In no way did I mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all. Throughout my career, I've witnessed the diversity of thought, background, and sentiment within the African-American community. It's this diversity that makes our workplaces, communities, and country a better place. My commitment to you is this. I will always listen. I will never stop fighting for the African-American community. And I will never stop fighting for a more equitable future. Okay, good. But there's still that aspect of Joe Biden where he's struggling now to avoid gaffes. And this is one of the reasons that the president was so eager to debate. President and his campaign team, led by Rudy Giuliani in this case, had applied to the Commission on Debates, had asked for an earlier debate, earlier than September 29th, which is when the first one is scheduled. And the Trump campaign pointed out that, wait a minute, people are going to start being able to send in early voting, send in mail ballots before September 29th. And doesn't this cheat people of a chance of actually watching the debates and let them shape the way that folks are going to vote? The Commission on Debates turned it down. They said, this is the schedule. We're having three presidential debates, not four. There will be a fourth debate, which is the vice presidential debate. And okay, and they made the case, and it seems to me a reasonable one, which is, look, if people want information about how people perform in the debates before voting, they can wait. And certainly September 29th, and then the next debate is 2 weeks after that. Yes, that gives people plenty of time before they have to mail in their ballots. But the reason that I think the Trump campaign is so eager for the debates to happen is to feed the narrative about Joe Biden that he's not all there. And this ad that Breitbart put together is brutal in that regard. It sounds like this, but actually watching it, it looks even worse, because Biden at some points does look confused, like he's struggling. Listen.
The thing was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Most of the meals I eat, quite frankly, don't have meat. A lot of chicken, fair amount of fish.
That's my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
Barack Obama led in the in the pandemic that occurred. So I looked at it anyway. If the next president starts tweeting, should anyway. My time is up. Keep the plan you have.
Thank you, Vice President Biden. Senator Sanders, 45 seconds to respond.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. We gotta. It's just. Yeah. But you gotta. I mean, we gotta reassure them. My message.
Okay, and there's more, unfortunately. Listen.
Look, here's the deal. Meet this climate crisis. It's my coaches say it's go-to time. Excuse me. Make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words. There's only a couple things everybody has in common in jail. Number two, can't read. All men and women created by go. You know the thing. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental as well as my mental fitness. Go to Joe 30330 and help me. My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Okay.
And there he's looking around, looking dazed with Jill at his side. And this is tough stuff. But in a way, it sets him up beautifully for the debates. Because if he handles himself at all credibly, and I do think, as a number of people have commented, a one-on-one format will be more helpful to Biden than the format he had during the primaries, where until the very last debate with Bernie Sanders, we actually did fine. Biden was on stage with, at one point it was 10 other candidates, 9 other candidates. Coming up, have we hit a wall on the coronavirus crisis? What next for America? And why is it that America is kind of in the middle of the pack in terms of coronavirus effectiveness? We'll talk about that with Alex Barazow, coming up, of the American Council for Science and Health. Coming up on the MedMed Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations continue on Capitol Hill between Democrats and Republicans, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says now is the time to go big.
Everybody who talks to us in the economic world and all the rest are saying, pay now or pay later. You're going to pay more later. You're going to pay more later. You absolutely must have to think in a big way.
The debate continues over mailing everyone a 2020 general election ballot via mail-in voting or the more secure absentee voting where you request a ballot from the state. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey says his state has mail-in voting down.
78% of the citizens already vote by mail in Arizona, but we've been doing this since 1992.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show. I'm pleased to be welcomed by my friend, Dr. Alex Barazow, who is a microbiologist and science writer. He is the vice president for scientific communications at the American Council for Science and Health, which I'm proud to say is a sponsor of this show. I support them, and I believe all Americans who are interested in the truth should. Alex, okay, coming into this Friday, first Friday of the month of August, a lot of people are looking ahead at the future of this pandemic and the coronavirus, and I think there's an overwhelming question that I've heard from some of my children and that my wife has given voice to day after her birthday, and I think it's a question on the minds of many, many people out there. Is when will it end? When do we go back to normal? Is there a rational scientific basis for believing we will get back to normal sometime? And if so, when?
For sure, Michael, and thanks for having me on as always. Yeah, I the reason I think things will go back to normal eventually is that it's human nature, right? We want to go out to restaurants. We want to go out to sporting events. I know you're looking forward to getting back to the Sounders matches, Michael. And
no, so the future world champion Seattle Mariners that have interested.
Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
And people want to go back to normal, and we will. We've experienced huge pandemics before. The 1918 influenza killed more people than World War One, and yet we went back to normal after influenza. We will go back to normal. People who are saying that the world will never be the same ever again, it's nonsense. We always bounce back after a pandemic. The question is when. And, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball that could give me the answer to that question. I don't know. It's really going to depend on these vaccines, I think, and how effective they are. We've got some vaccines that should start shipping in September or October, and then they'll be administered to Americans, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Okay, first of all, there are a lot of concerns about these vaccines. Kanye West, who I know is your guy for president, with his campaign. Well, he spoke yesterday to Forbes magazine about the vaccines. He's not getting one because he doesn't want Bill Gates to put a chip in his body. Can we get this clear, Dr. Berzow? Is there any chance at all that when people are getting their COVID-19 vaccine, God willing soon, that they would secretly have a chip implanted in them at the same time?
No, there's no reason to believe that at all, and it's particularly...
Is it even possible? Could they put a chip in secretly when they were giving you the vaccine?
Is it possible? I don't know how you could pull off a conspiracy like that, because you'd have to have a lot of people in on it knowing that this was going on without anyone saying anything. So, no, I don't think it's even possible for it to occur. But let's ask, why would Bill Gates want to do this, right? I mean, he's already a billionaire. He doesn't need to sell you another copy of Windows, right? He's doing fine. So I don't really know. I don't understand this conspiracy. You know, there's another bizarre Bill Gates-related conspiracy that he's secretly trying to depopulate the world. And I would put forward that giving people vaccines is a really odd way to depopulate the world, since it tends to make people live longer.
Right. And, okay, approved by the FDA, if it's approved by government resources here in the United States, it should be relatively safe and at least somewhat effective, no?
Correct. To get FDA approval, it needs to be safe, and efficacy is sort of a moving target, right? If there's nothing on the market, then anything that shows any sort of efficacy at all will be approved. And the benchmark they have set is 50%. So that means if you give 100 people the vaccine and 100 people don't get the vaccine, you would expect that the experimental group that got the vaccine did 50% better than the other group. That's the benchmark that the FDA has set. And there are multiple vaccines going through trials right now. Surely some of them will be getting FDA approval.
There's a huge piece in the New York Times today. It's a cover piece, and it goes on and on and on and on about why America has had such a tough time, particularly at this stage of the pandemic, when there's so many other countries around the world that are now doing better. And people compare Florida and Spain, and Spain was very hard hit at the beginning of the crisis. Now they're doing better. Why do you think it has been particularly difficult for our country to turn this thing around?
Well, you know, Spain is actually getting hit again. The United Kingdom has put a travel restriction on people coming into the country from Spain. So they're not as under control as they were a month ago. Yes, you're right. In general, the United States has had a much tougher time with this. And I would say most likely, I don't really know for sure, but I've been here in Poland now for 6 months. Coming home next week, thank goodness. But everybody here wears a mask. European countries have enforced this. You have to wear a mask. And you go to a restaurant, and they're disinfecting tables. So you get up and leave, and somebody comes over with disinfectant and wipes down the table. And so they're taking precautions. Everyone's wearing masks, and everyone seems to be doing some sort of social distancing. But other than that, life is back to normal. That didn't seem to happen in the United States. You know, there's videos of people, you know, refusing to wear a mask. And so, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, the masks really do work. They don't protect you from society as much as it protects society from you. So if you happen to have the virus and don't know it, those masks will stop you from transmitting it to other people.
Okay. What would you urge for either President Trump, or if this is still around and still a problem, and it probably would be, for another president of the United States, if it's not President Trump after January, What should be done maybe differently? And you have about a minute to answer.
Yeah, you know, I think just making people wear masks. I think probably a mandate at this point is not a bad idea. And having, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back to Seattle and looking at all the boarded up walls and everything, but I hope that there are hand sanitizing stations around everywhere. That's what I would encourage. People take this more seriously. I do think the idea of shutting down schools is a bad idea. I think kids need to get back into school. But if people wear masks, I think that will make a dramatic difference.
That's Alex Barazal, a PhD in microbiology and vice president of the American Council for Science and Health. In terms of beyond masks, one of the things the New York Times talked about is even tighter travel restrictions. Apparently they've done that in Australia, where they're also having a reoccurrence, where basically if anybody comes into the country, boom, 2 weeks quarantine. Could that even be possible in a place like the United States?
Yeah, I mean, this New York City and New Jersey, and I think Connecticut place some sort of quarantine on people who are coming into that region from outside. Well, I think Washington State was on that list at one point. And so, yes, it is possible to do. There's probably an honor system in terms of enforcement, but it's not a bad idea. I don't like any of these restrictions. I'm a libertarian at heart. I want people to do whatever they want to do. But we're in unusual times. We need to get the virus under control, and then we get the vaccine, and then hopefully life goes back to normal pretty soon.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, as they say. That's Dr. Alex Barazal, the banner for the American Council for Science and Health. You can get their bulletins very regularly about the truth and about lies from issues of scientific fact. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for ACSH. Coming up, breaking news, an intelligence community assessment of the 2020 race and foreign manipulation. Not just from Russia, but them too. Coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Michael Medved show, there is breaking news about an intelligence assessment that has been prepared apparently from the intelligence community. And yes, it is about that always fascinating topic of foreign interference with our election. The assessment says China wants to see Trump defeated. And Russia is denigrating Biden. The assessment says, we assess that China prefers that President Trump, whom Beijing sees as unpredictable, does not win re-election. William Evanina, director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center, part of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, said in a statement. The assessment also found that Russia is using a range of measures to primarily denigrate former Vice President Biden and what it sees as an anti-Russian establishment, according to Evanina's statement. The statement identifies Iran as a state that seeks to undermine U.S. democratic institutions, President Trump, and to divide the country in advance of the 2020 elections. Now, this is fascinating because for them to publicize an assessment like this ahead of time should get the concern of Americans. But this is part of the Trump administration. And there are questions about the director of National Intelligence, the DNI, who was recently just replaced by President Trump. I think it's a former Congressman Ratcliffe, who is now the DNI, Director of National Intelligence. And I am sure the Biden campaign is going to respond by trying to show, hey, we're going to be just as tough on China as Trump is. And however, this is what the intelligence community apparently is revealing. The question is, why are they revealing it now? In other words, wouldn't it be something that they would work on better in terms of exposing and apprehending any foreign agents in this country or involved in something like this, doing that basically without making it a public announcement. We also had a an email that came in, and Jeremy, where did that one go about this question of Trump saying that Joe Biden, if he were president, he wanted to hurt God? And it was a good email that basically made the point that generally, if you believe in a God who, I'm not religious, but I am confused about Trump's claim that a Joe Biden election would hurt God. When I look at the vastness of the universe and think about deep time or deep space, it seems unlikely a mere human being could hurt an all-powerful deity. I think what President Trump was saying, or at least implying, was that Joe Biden would damage faith in God and belief in God. To say that he would hurt the Bible, hurt God, I don't think even the President of the United States can actually do that. But attacking faith in the Bible and attacking faith in God, I don't think that it's fair to say that either of these candidates would do that. Speaking of these candidates and where we are, there's a powerful column today by Jennifer Senior, who's a good writer. She is a mother. She lives with her son, her husband. And like everybody else, she has been struggling through the pandemic. She has also won awards for writing on mental health issues. And she writes today, whatever this is, it is real and quantifiable and extends far beyond my own meager solar system of colleagues and pals and dearly beloveds. Call it pandemic fatigue. Call it the summer poop out. Call it whatever you wish. Any label at this point would probably be too trivializing, belying what is in fact a far deeper problem. We are not, as a nation, all right. Jennifer Senior writes, let's start with the numbers. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, roughly 1 in 12 American adults last year reported symptoms of an anxiety disorder at this time. Now, this year, in August 2020, it's gone from 1 in 12 to 1 in 3. Last week, the Kaiser Family Foundation released a tracking poll showing that for the first time, a majority of American adults, 53%, believes that the pandemic is taking a toll on their mental health. Is it taking a toll on your mental health, do you feel? I don't think I feel that about myself. People I'm closest to, no, I don't think so. But you can understand why many people would believe it. The number climbs to 68% if you look solely at African Americans. The disproportionate toll the pandemic has taken on black lives and black livelihoods, made possible by centuries of structural disparities compounded by the corrosive psychological effect of everyday racism, that is appearing starkly in our mental health data. But even the luckiest among us, she writes, haven't been spared. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 36% of Americans report that coronavirus-related worry is interfering with their sleep. 18% say they're more easily losing their tempers. 32% say it has made them overeat or undereat. So, how to account for this national slide into a sulfurous pit of distress? She says the most obvious answer is that the coronavirus is still claiming hundreds of lives a day in the United States. This is true, and on its face, it's awful enough. But she writes, I suspect it's more than that. America's prodigious infection rates are also a testament to our own national failure, and therefore a source of existential ghastliness, of sheer perversity. Why on earth were so many of us sacrificing so much in these past 4.5 months. Our livelihoods, our social connections, our safety, our children's schooling, our attendance at birthdays and funerals. Why were we sacrificing all that if it came to naught? At this point, weren't we expecting some form of relief? A resumption of something like life? And then she quotes a woman named Daphne de Marneff, who has written about marriage, difficulties in marriage. And Daphne de Marneff writes, "People often think of trauma as a discrete event, a fire, getting mugged. But she says, but what it really is about, trauma, is helplessness. About being on the receiving end of forces you cannot control, which is what we have now. It's like we're in an endless car ride with a drunk at the wheel. No one knows when the pain will stop." And then she writes in conclusion, then in her own therapeutic practice, de Marneff has noticed that families with pre-existing tensions and frailties are doing much worse. The pandemic has only provided more opportunities for struggling couples to communicate poorly, to roll their eyes and project rotten motives on one another. Parents who were barely limping along, praying for school to start, are now brimming with despair and ruining their lack of imagination. How are they supposed to make it through another semester of remote schooling? Those of us who are average parents rely on structure, de Marneff said. We need school. Would political decisions make some great impact on this? And in the New York Times, their long piece about why America is having trouble at this stage of the pandemic, why we are not doing as well as many other wealthy nations, that a part of it is unstable and unpredictable decisions made by the Trump administration, the lack of a clear message. What Jennifer Senior is writing about is far broader than that. There's just a sense of failure at the moment because we were told if we all stick together and we all make sacrifices, we'll get this behind us and we'll become roaring back. At least it would be good, wouldn't it, if they reached some agreement on this coronavirus relief bill for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.